show is sponsored by ODYS Global. Make sure that you do sign up and get a free $100 bonus by checking out ODYS Global's Age Domains or Done For You affiliate websites.
Hi guys, and welcome to today's webinar/podcast, where I'm joined by Anna Geeta from MaxWeb. Anna, thank you very much for taking the time to come on to the show. I was on yours recently and we had a good chat. So it's a pleasure to have you on now, talking today about your expertise.
I am so honored, Craig. Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to underline that you pronounced my last name Geeta beautifully. So thank you for that.
No worries. Came across Anna at Affiliate World Dubai, where Anna was also speaking. And I think, you know, Anna makes a great guest for this show based on what she does in her background and obviously the transparency and everything that she's got. But Anna, for people who are not aware of you or haven't come across you before, can you give us just a bit of a brief background of how long you've been in the industry and what you do?
I would love to. So I've been doing this for just 6 years, 7 years now. I have a business background, so I never thought I was going to love the tech and digital marketing as much as I do. But long story short, as soon as I started understanding about the industry a few years ago, I figured if you put hard work in this industry where people make a lot of money without even putting that much effort in, it should be really profitable. And thank goodness it was. MaxWeb came to be, it's really a network, but we're also an agency. So long story short, we create offers for affiliates. We create them for native, for Facebook, for search, for the different channels, because when we came in the industry, we realized that a lot of the owners are just excited to get rich overnight, and they don't really create offers specifically that affiliates can use. And affiliates are the people that we love most, because that's what we started, you know, doing. So we usually just create stuff that it's easy to promote. We go good CPAs. We create our own tracking, because the horror stories of running with networks that don't pay are unfortunately real. So we try to do a bit of everything when it comes to online sales, but If you have specific questions, I would be more than happy to address them. I don't like to talk a lot about me because, you know, there are a lot of speakers that will spend an hour about on their background. And I'm sure, you know, you guys can go to my LinkedIn or Facebook and find more there if you want to.
You will find the links below, guys, to Anna's social profiles and, of course, the MaxWeb website. But I appreciate you giving us a brief background without the whole crazy other part, you know, where people go off on a tangent about themselves. The thing that people I think are going to love about what you offer is obviously the offers that you get, and obviously the experience when it comes to when you start out in affiliate marketing, which a lot of my audience are at that stage. And what do you sell? You know, I've made a lot of mistakes along the way signing up, and you know, the tracking wasn't accurate, and you're like, what the hell is this? But even, you know, the cost of the value of what a customer, the CPA for me was very small. And these are things that are not spoken about a lot. And obviously I made these mistakes at the start of my affiliate journey. I'm pretty sure you have done that. That's why you've got this set up. You know, but you mentioned that you create the deals. What kind of deals are you actually creating first and foremost? If someone's looking to get into affiliate, why would they come for you and your deals? What's the kind of USP with what you've got?
Well, we always encourage affiliates to promote something that they like. I mean, if it's, you know, a girl that's an affiliate and they're into makeup, there are a bunch of skin products that you can promote online, right? We create a lot of supplements. So we have a fulfillment house, we have a team of people that create the landing pages. So we don't do neutral, like you won't find keto and like male offers. It's more health oriented, like, you have back pain, here is a good turmeric supplement that can help with that, right? You know, for your back pain, for your joints, for nerves, just a bunch of healthy supplements. But those are so versatile because on native, we internally run a lot of Outbrain and Ref content and all, you know, the native platforms. It's really important to create pages that get approved, right, without the crazy claims. And because we know all that, we create specific offers for native. With search, again, you need to be careful because Google hates specific things in the headlines. And because we have a team of engineers, we can always update pages for affiliates, right? So we really do everything when it comes to the offers. That's why it's a bit easier for us than other networks to provide the higher CPAs, because we make money on the back. We don't make money on the affiliate sale, right? We make money by calling the customers, trying to get the abandons, the back end stuff. So that's why when you go to MaxWeb, you'll see on the campaign page a bunch of offers that even if you start tomorrow, you'll get like $80, $100 for one customer, right? And that's possible. You have to be really careful. That's possible if the network usually does things on the back end or if they're involved in the sale. Otherwise, something that people don't talk about, and we got burned a lot, is how a lot of owners and networks shape sales. And what that means, they don't call your post back every time. So honestly, I always advise you to look at the conversion rate and the EPC. If you start promoting a product, even if the payout is beautiful, like $200, if your conversion rate is not really good, on search should be great, should be like over 3% always, right? I mean, that's how much we get on Facebook and it's paid media. So if your conversion rate is not good, sure, I mean, it could be that the offer is not great. However, if the conversion rate is not there, it's usually a good indication that you shouldn't be running. So, you know, even with MaxWeb, if it's an offer and it doesn't convert well, we always encourage people to let the account manager know to see if, you know, anything can be improved. But just be really careful. I mean, I don't want to be the negative person in the room, but we got burned. We got burned by, you know, having our post back called every other sale and, you know, losing a lot. So it's important to just do some research. The big brands out there, they have a reputation to uphold. They're not going to shape sales because it's, you know, obviously doesn't make sense in the long run. So research network that everyone knows, affiliate forums, affiliates always talk about the networks and the offers that do well. So just, you know, ask in any forum that you're in, hey guys, where do you promote offers? And usually affiliates can be trusted, especially people that have been doing this for a long time. Because really, we do love to share what works. Contrary to popular belief, good affiliates and good people in the industry do love to share what works. I mean, we're excited to share the abundance. We always have.
Yeah. No, it's you make a lot of valid points there. And I think, you know, getting burnt is something that happens, you know, too often, like people shaving sales or whatever you want to call it. And it's very, very frustrating for a marketer, you know, when you're faced with that or you have that element of doubt. So being there, done it, and I like that advice. And as I say, stand by it. I felt it myself. But going back to your offers and stuff like that, you know, you're saying, you know, it could start off $80 to $100, $200. Is there like an upper threshold? Is there stuff for $1,000 or like what's it? Is it all just health related or supplement based, or is there other stuff?
That's a wonderful question. So we have e-com offers too, like general e-com. When I say that, I mean, you know, the drones, the watches that you can get for your kids so they don't get lost, pillowcases, stuff that you usually could buy on Amazon too. We notice a lot of affiliates really like those for social and search. So we do a lot of e-com and also survival stuff like this knife that will help you, you know, stay outdoors, or, you know, a backpack that can carry all your things. So survival with that angle. But a lot of health and fitness and beauty stuff like face creams. I think our third offer on the whole network is a skin cream, which we never thought was going to go that well. But it was just a great page and it converts on all the traffic sources. So you never know. I mean, we come up with new offers every week. We test them. Out of 20 offers, one is going to be really good. And when I say good, it's going to convert well on all the traffic sources. Because we have enough, you know, we have a reputation to uphold. So if we give affiliates offers that don't do well, they're not going to come back. So we need to do a really good job to make sure the offers are good.
That makes sense. Makes sense. Now, one thing that I personally found in Dubai, you know, as an SEO guy, I was surrounded by speakers who were more into native ads and you know, traffic buying and everything else. And I think I was one of only two SEO speakers at Affiliate World. And it was my first time being surrounded by people like that. You know, mainly when I've been speaking at events, it's been SEO people. So I found it quite extraordinary that there were people that were making affiliate only through native ads and you know, all of this kind of stuff. So I want to talk a bit about native ads, because you've mentioned it. And I think, you know, from an SEO perspective, we always obsess over our own skill set and we're like, nah, you know, to hell with native ads and to hell with everything else. SEO is the only one. And for me, I'm old enough and wise enough to realize, you know, I want diverse income streams and I want diverse traffic sources. So I want to, you know, talk a bit about native ads, because I know that you know, that's something that you speak a lot about. And I just want to know how that performs. Like, tell us a bit more about it. And, you know, can you make a business only on native ads?
I am such a huge nerd when it comes to traffic sources. And honestly, our desire was to diversify. That's why we tried all the different sources. And I can tell you, for some people, really SEO is the only one and the best way to move forward, because they love it, they get it, and it comes easily. But it's the same with native. I've seen affiliates, brilliant affiliates, and even if, you know, search might seem like an easier option because you don't have to spend that much money, they just had a hard time with it. And as soon as they started with native ads, they were really good at creating pre-landers, understanding the KPIs, and they did, you know, fantastic with native ads. So, you know, a small intro to native ads. When you guys are looking on a news page, think about it. You're on BBC, you're looking, you're reading some news, and you scroll down and you see an article. Do you want to get rid of back pain today? Here are 10 tips on how to do it. So many times that's really a pre-lander. That's a native ad. An affiliate put it there on your favorite news channel. And if you press on that, it usually takes you to an advertorial. That's how we call it. It's like a small blog page. And then for our offers, we create video sales letters. We really hook the customers through a really lengthy video where we explain everything. Fear-based, shock-based, all of the above, right? So native works beautifully for us because it's consistent. It's consistent and it's fast. With SEO, it takes a bit, you know, especially with organic reach, it takes a bit to, you know, get the traffic. But if we spend, think of it like this, to create an offer, many times we spend $20,000 on the first copy, or even more, just to write the copy, because you hire copywriters that ask for a lot of money, and they do that because they understand how to sell, right? And that's like a medium case. You can pay $50,000 for a sales letter. So yeah. Once you spend that much money on an offer, you want to make money fast. You want to see if it works, right? So yeah. Buying media is just easier when you want money faster, as an example of why we do it. Of course, search is wonderful and it's great, but it takes a bit, right? So when you have the financial stability to try different sources, native is so consistent. With Facebook, it's easier. I mean, if you want to learn something, Facebook, it's easier. I can tell you from experience, it just took me a few weeks to get Facebook. It took me years to understand native. But with Facebook, they change their mind on compliance every week. Every week, from an iOS update to new compliance rules, it can be a pain, right? The people that do this every day will, you know, will have workarounds. But Facebook can be picky because they change their mind on compliance, but native is consistent. So that's why we like it so much. Once you have an offer on Outbrain, like our vision offer, right? every day I look at my reports, I see 100 sales coming in from that channel consistently. You barely have to change the headline or tweak the ad. It's just beautiful and consistent once you figure, you know, the sweet spot. And that's why I like it. It's higher volumes, if that makes sense. It's to get to 3,000 sales every day for an offer. It's really hard to do that just with search. But if you add different streams, like in our case, we also do email marketing and then native, it's so much easier to get the volume. And I've seen a lot of businesses just focus on native and being very profitable. I honestly think it's good to do a bit of everything and then stick with what you're best at. If you know, not in the beginning. In the beginning, you really should be, you should get good at least at one source before you start diversifying. Because if you do a bit of everything, you're not, you're going to be a jack of all trades and probably not excel at any of them.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, that's spot on. You know, it's focus on what you're good at. But I like the method of, you know, native ads and, you know, getting 1,000 sales a day or 3,000 sales a day. You know, it sounds like a dream. And obviously you, and I just want to dig deeper because I'm not a user of MaxWeb yet. But obviously you talk about video sales letters and you know, ads and all this kind of stuff. When someone signs up to MaxWeb and wants to be an affiliate, I'm assuming you've got ready-made templates for us to use. Would I be right in saying that?
Absolutely. So for native, because there's a lot of competition, a lot. So the really good affiliates, they like to create their own freelancers because they don't want other people to copy. What we do, we can show affiliates what works on native, but we don't want to encourage them to use the same exact freelancers another affiliate uses, right? Yeah. You can also just plug in the VSL. And that, you know, many times brings you sales because the video sales letters usually explains everything the customer needs to know, right? But for everything else, when it comes to creative, let's say you want to do email marketing. You have a list of 20,000 people and you want to send them an email with an affiliate link. We already have email swipes, like the actual copy you're going to put in the email. So it's easy for you to send. Or we have banners that you can use on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, whatever, you know, that is. We have a lot of partners in our top 50 affiliates. I want to say at least 6 of them do SEO and they do it at 7-8 figures a day, which is, you know, really good. I mean, if you take home 50K to your family, even after your expenses, that's, I think that's a success because people are so used to you, you know, in our industry, they throw a lot of money out there and they rarely talk about the amount they take home to their families, right? Mm-hmm. For me, I don't really care that people make $1 million every month if they really don't have 90% of that to spend, if that makes sense. So we treat affiliates with a lot of respect. Because if you hit 6 figures, 7 figures a day, that adds up. So if you're a type of human that at the end of the month, your profits for your family are above 50K, that's valuable and wonderful. And we really don't just look at the super affiliates that make 50K a day. That's what I'm trying to say. We have resources for people that work hard, even the ones that make one sale a day. Think of it like this. If you make one sale a day, that means you take $100 every month. So it's $3,000 a month. That's how much a lot of jobs pay in Europe, right? So why not treat that affiliate with a lot of respect because they can grow and 6 months from now, they can be bringing in 100 sales a day, not just one. So it's all a matter of perspective.
Yeah, no, it's all relative. I think as a rookie, I always thought that these figures were crazy. Like, you know, before I started out in affiliate, I'm like, these guys are talking garbage and all this kind of stuff. And then you obviously progress and you're like, geez, you know, there's a lot of scalability here. There's free, well, not free money lying there because it's unfair to say it's free money. But, you know, I think it's just about investing your cash into the right type of traffic. As you say, these things sell by the barrel load. But you know, I want to ask you, let's say someone hypothetically has $5,000 just now, they've got $5,000 saved up, they are ready to jump ship and jump into something like this. And they say, Anna, give me a bit of advice. What's the first traffic source you would go for? What would you tell them once, you know, once they're on board and, you know, and they're going to start promoting? Is it definitely native that you would start with? Or
No, I honestly would encourage you to start with native. If you're just doing this, if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, I've been wanting to try affiliate marketing for a while now, I'm going to invest some time in it next week, I don't think native is the first one to try, because it's honestly a bit complicated and intimidating, and you might not like affiliate marketing after, you know, trying it. Honestly, search is such an easy way to start, because you can create your own blogs. It's not really hard. And nowadays, with WordPress and many other, you know, websites out there, it's almost minimal technical like needs that you have. I really do encourage brand new affiliates to start with search, just because it's an easy way to make a few money, a few, you know, or more, and then start with a new source, right? So you can do with Facebook with about $20 a day, you can invest and see if an offer has legs. With native is a bit more expensive. It's probably like $500 every day. And that's a lot of money if you're just getting started, and especially if you're not sure what works, right? So I'm not saying this because Craig is here. I promise you, we didn't even talk about this before. But search, it makes sense. I mean, I have a business background. I hate to give advice and to make people lose money. We love native, but we spend a lot of years learning and failing at it. So we're good at it because we had the time to go through all those stages now, right? But I still love search. We don't do it in-house, but we have a lot of, you know, partners and affiliates like Craig. We create offers and they love it. I mean, we had our first affiliate that reached 8 figures on search, which was a really big deal, because it's, you know, with search, it takes a while. So it's really possible. Look for offers that have good CPAs, because if you're going to have just one customer a day, you might as well make $100 on that customer, right? Yeah. Work with networks that people talk about. Product owners might get away with not paying you, but a network that has the brand behind them, they will never afford not to pay an affiliate. God knows it happened to us when we had partnerships, because we also have offers that we don't create. We take, you know, a product owner comes to us, they don't want to deal with affiliates. We take the offer, we got burned and didn't get paid by the product owner, but we always pay the affiliate because it's the right thing to do. So yeah. It's really, again, it's usually common sense if you work with a big brand. If MaxWeb doesn't have the type of offers that you're looking for, we know so many networks that we can recommend to you. Like, I don't know, if you're looking for different e-com stuff or maybe even financial offers, we usually know people that, and we can recommend offers. And I'm sure Craig already promotes a bunch of offers that, you know, he knows of. Supplements are just easy. I mean, a lot of our market is in the US and everyone takes supplements. You know, from turmeric to curcumin to all, you know, the general things that you can usually get from food. People don't really eat healthy nowadays, so they'll have, you know, a supplement to replace, you know, the healthy diets and whatnot. And it's obviously all organic, because you can sell stuff to customer that the FDA wouldn't approve. So it's usually really easy to sell stuff like this.
So let's say someone's listening, they go, this sounds amazing. What are the complications around promoting some of these products? Because you mentioned earlier, you know, certainly when it comes to Facebook and various other sources of traffic, there's certain words or certain things that you might not be able to promote. How much red tape is there, like, in general, with the products that you guys actually promote? Is it a whole bunch of red tape, or is it fairly straightforward and simple?
I mean, it's straightforward now, because we know what to do. We know the headline that not to use. So it's fairly simple for us. I mean, if you want to start tomorrow, if you have a blog and you want to put a bunch of health offers on it, it's easy. The team will know, okay, so we'll get you a vision offer, we'll get you a skin, we'll get you, you know, the joint supplement. So they'll know exactly the links to give you and you put them on your website. And then if you're lucky and you have customers, that's wonderful. Same with Facebook. So it's really not a lot of red tape for us just because we know how to create the offer so they don't create issues. We also have our own tracking. We use our own domains. So we don't really rely on anyone else. That's usually why things work well. It's everything created from scratch. So we do everything in-house. And again, if the conversion rate is good, that's how you know if an offer is worth your time. It's that easy. It's common sense. If you can like someone in the industry, but their offers would be probably not converting and terrible, you need to think, you know, with a business mind. Put your business cap on. I always say this, if it makes sense, it's a good investment, right? It's going to be obvious if an offer converts or not.
And when you mentioned tracking, you mentioned you've got your own internal tracking system there. I'm going to take it there's a dashboard. They can log in. They can see what's going on. Is that...
Absolutely. Every click, every visit. So we consider visit someone that stays on the page for just 5 seconds, and then you'll see it. You can test it. Also with native and Facebook, affiliates like to use a postback system or a Facebook pixel, and then we help you set those up. With search, you really just need your link, and then you'll see the visits add up in your back office. You'll see every customer. You'll get an email when you get your first sale. That's how it should be. It should be very transparent and very clear when you do have visits on your links or you get a customer. If anyone makes it complicated, it's definitely a red flag. It should be very easy for you to have access to your own clicks and visits and being able to, you know, grab your link. And you should know exactly, this offer is allowed in the US and Canada and UK and Europe. We have it all clear on the links. That's how easy it should be. Same with resources. You should click somewhere in the back office and you should see the banners you can use, or you can see the name of your account manager. It should be that easy when you choose to work with a network.
And obviously you mentioned there, multiple different geographic locations that these offers are, you know, good for here, 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 and here. Obviously everyone in the kind of affiliate space, if you like, always obsess over the US because of the sheer size of it. And I get that, you know, there's volume and they spend a lot of money. But have you, or are there other affiliates that are killing it in like a smaller country, somewhere like Poland or Italy? Is that the way it's going? Certainly from a search perspective, I'm always looking for opportunities in countries that have got shit SEO. It makes the job easier. But I'm just curious, do you find that as well with, you know, what you do, that, you know, you could exploit the life out of it in Poland because not 100%. Everyone's done it?
100%. So our main traffic is still in the US just because there are so many customers or affiliates that used to promoting to US. However, in the last 2 years, I've seen such a beautiful shift where people realize it's easy to buy traffic in other geos. So when we create offers, we're really careful to make sure that fulfillment can ship anywhere in the world, because there are offers that do very well. Like we had a nerve pain supplement that did incredibly well in the UK and then Germany. Even if the page was in English, a lot of people, you know, really liked it and they, you know, they bought it. So it's definitely super important to start thinking globally and internationally. And you as an affiliate, you can be anywhere you want physically. We just, you know, when you'll see the restrictions, those are, we refer to where the customers are allowed to shop, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know where the affiliate is. You can be anywhere in the world. One of our biggest affiliates is in Germany, but he's, you know, most of his customers are in the US, Canada, and New Zealand, right? So definitely think globally. There are many offers that are starting to do well in other sources. And how Craig said, if you're smart and if you get a country before anyone else, just think of the potential. And it's obviously better to choose an offer that has global shipping, so then you can really target any country that you want.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the one suggestion that I always give people is the UK has approximately 65 million people staying in it, and it's super competitive. You look at a country like Germany, which has got 85 million people, and it's you know, less than half the amount of competition. So I think you have to think outside the box when it comes to promoting these things, because I think there's money to on the table there. You know, German money is good as anyone's money, as far as I'm concerned. But talking about money, curious to hear about the payouts. So people join you up, they start earning. What's the payouts like? How often are they? And how do people get paid?
That's such a good question. So I know some networks pay monthly. We pay weekly, just because a lot of our affiliates do, you know, paid media. So cash flow is really important. And we pay every week, like every Wednesday, you usually get paid for the week before. Wire, you know, Revolut, whatever your payment method, the preferred method is. We work with Chase and all like the big banks. So it's really easy to make payments. Obviously, if you make 50K a day, it's really important to have a platform that pays quickly. But also if you just make one sale a day, it's just as important for you if you need the cash flow. So we pay weekly. However, for affiliates that have a lot of volume, we pay them three times a week. So we pay them Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because cash flow is very important. So again, we apply common sense. If you pay people well, if you pay them on time, they're going to work with you. And if on top of that, you're nice, it's a no-brainer. So paying people is very important. On time, big payouts, fast payouts. We do it weekly or three times a week, because people are going to love us if they get their money, you know.
But I think the big thing here is you understand it, and you realize that cash flow is a big thing. And I think that's, you know, a massive thing you've said there. You know, if you're paying for native, and even if you're paying out for a lot of blog content from a search perspective.
It's your money as the affiliate. And if, you know, put your money where your word is. It's, you know, we always say that in Europe. I mean, you can advertise that you care about your affiliates and you do a good job, and then you pay them net 30 every month, right? So it just makes common sense. Work with networks that are going to pay you fast and on time. They should afford it, even if they don't get paid by the product owners. If they have a big brand, they should afford to pay you at least weekly, if not several times a week, especially if you're bringing in volume, because it's your money, it's your hard work. I mean, you're doing everyone a favor by promoting the offer. So you really should be treated as the affiliate. You should be treated as, you know, the VIP in all scenarios.
And very often we're not, actually. I had someone come to me a few weeks ago. I'm not going to name the name of the company. However, they were trying to get me to promote something in my YouTube channel about a particular SaaS tool. Mm. And they said, listen, if you do this, you know, we'll cut you in commission-wise, promote it to your audience and all that stuff, and we'll pay you out every 90 days. And I'm like, 90 days? And they instantly said, no, we can make that 60 just because of you. You're a VIP. And I'm like, this is still not attractive. Like, I'm not getting paid out for 60 days. Like, where's the attraction for me?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So, you know, and the reason that I'm highlighting that is paying out weekly or multiple times weekly is a very, very good offer.
It's common sense, Craig. I mean, we can be the nicest people in the world. If we don't make people money, we're not going to be relevant. So we always think of that, right? If we can be nice and cool and prompt and offer good offers, but people want to be profitable at the end of the day. That's why they got into this, right? So don't mess with people's payments. That should be like the number one rule. It's their money. Get it as fast as you can, as fast as your accounting can get everything in order. Pay them as fast as you can. And you're going to make more money as the product owner in the long run, because people are going to want to work with you if you pay them well. It's, again, common sense, but you're right. No, it doesn't happen as often as I would like.
No, there's some absolutely horrendous deals out there from an affiliate perspective. So just bear that in mind, guys, when you're watching. But one other thing that I want to tap into that Max Web offer is this academy that you've got listed on there. And, you know, I like that setup because I think, you know, your experience and all of the kind of transparency and stuff that you've spoken about on here is key to any affiliate's journey. But I'm just curious to dig a bit deeper. What is actually on that academy? What sort of things are you educating people on?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for asking me about that, because it's such a prideful project for me. I've noticed, so after I opened MaxWeb 6 years ago now, I've noticed I started to learn how other networks do things, and I wasn't always excited about it. So one of the things, there was not a lot of information out there for affiliates, and the information that was out there and was good was usually paid content, right? Which I didn't like. So when we started being profitable, I wanted an academy that's going to be free for our affiliates. And when I say free, actually free, no caveat, no $10 now and $100 later, nothing. If you're in a MaxWeb affiliate, you should have access to a place where you get to learn stuff that, you know, it took us years to learn. So the way we have it set up, you have a bunch of blogs, but high quality blogs that, you know, actually explain how to do specific sources. Then you have case studies from real affiliates that have tried real offers. They walk you through how they set up specific offers, right? Then we have a bunch of experts. And these are people that we actually went to their channels on YouTube and Facebook and Google. We made sure they know what they're talking about. And we gathered all their information and we put it in one spot under the academy. Then we have a small place on the academy. There's a bidder. It's a bit for like the medium-sized affiliates that actually know a lot about the industry. So they're trying to learn more. So the information is a bit more, not hard to digest, but for them, it's like really important to figure out how to run native ads on Outbrain specifically, or how to run SEO in other geos, like really targeted and specific. So long story short, it's just a lot of information. It's kind of like taking a course at a university where you can go through all the different channels. We even have a really cute dictionary where it explains all the terms in our industry, from post-bac to, you know, just, it's really just a learning tool. And I really wanted us to give back to the community and actually make it free for all our affiliates, because it's just nice to give back. We are profitable because of our affiliates. We have a good reputation because our affiliates do a good job promoting the offers. So it's the least we can do to give back and just gather all that good information in one spot for them.
I think a lot of networks don't do that, though. You know, they basically expect the affiliates to know everything already, which is fine. I get that. But I like the fact that you're kind of potentially there for maybe newer affiliates that are not as experienced, and you can obviously help them and coach them along the way, because I think knowledge is power. And as I say, I've spent a lot of time in my career making mistakes and thinking, geez, you know, crap deal, crap offer, you know, Amazon, for example, kept cutting the commissions, tracking was garbage, crap cookie policies, all of that stuff. So I like the fact that you obviously educate and give back, and that's completely free. You don't charge for that at all.
We don't. It's really free. I mean, you have to be a MaxWeb affiliate, which, as long as you have a good reference, like we work with Craig, or we work with, as long as you have a good reference, it's really easy. Or you have a blog. It's like we just want to work with real people, right? So as long as you're an active MaxWeb affiliate, which, if you're watching this and you put Craig Campbell as your reference, will be really easy to get approved. That's it. We don't charge for it. We update the content every single week with like really awesome information. I even enjoy it. Many times I learn new stuff because the marketing team is full of brilliant people and they spend all their time researching new, you know, what's going on in the industry. So they really do a really good job updating the information with really valuable content. And it's all on all the traffic sources. If you, you know, from email to search to Facebook and social, it's on all the traffic sources.
And just one final thing, and then I will let you go because I don't want to keep you all day. But, you know, we've spoken a bit about CERTs, we've spoken a bit about native ads, and people know about paid paid social, but social media in general, do you still find that people can still promote these products just through organic social? Is there still traction happening for people that are potentially got a good social media following? Because I'm just thinking there's a lot of affiliates that, you know, and you mentioned TikTok earlier, a lot of people have got decent followings on these platforms. Is there a way, and I've got a massive following in TikTok, I've got 140,000 now. I've never figured out how to monetize it. Like, I've done it.
It's so easy. Like, add a link. When you have that many followers, you just need a link, right? Yeah. So you can say, my wife, you know, tried this face cream and she loved it. And for every customer that buys from that link, you get $100. It's that easy. And yes, a lot of our affiliates do monetize their personal channels, because a lot of the offers that we offer are clean stuff that we actually purchase, like the e-com things, right? So it's not your, you know, Blackhead Nutra that you wouldn't be excited to share with your following. So no, zero, you know, we don't judge. Everyone can promote whatever they want. It's absolutely cool. But definitely, a lot of people do use their social channels to promote, because it's so easy. You just ask for a link. Worst case, it doesn't work. But when it does, it can be a really nice payday.
Interesting, because as I say, TikTok's one platform that I've just done stupid things on, done stupid dancing. Like, I've got a following.
TikToks. I need to get into that. Because of you, Craig, I actually consider opening my own TikTok channel.
You should definitely do it. It's a lot of fun, but I'm going to actually try and stick something on there. So I might sign up as a Max Web affiliate and see what the best thing I think I could try out is, and see what happens, because it's one of those platforms I can't monetize from an SEO perspective. I'm just like, there's a ton of traffic, but people now see me as the idiot on there.
Just put a link on there, find a product that they would usually like, I don't know. There are so many things that it's actually not kids that are on TikTok. It's actually 30-year-olds that are, I think, the majority of the viewers. So there are a bunch of products that I bet they would buy, and it would make you excited to create more content. Think of it like that too. If you can monetize it, you're going to be excited to create more content. And obviously you have a big follower list because they enjoy what you're doing. So it's actually a really positive thing to create more content.
Yeah. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it out, and I'll let people know how I got on.
It works. So, right? I love it.
I'll definitely try that out. But we are sadly out of time, Anna. But if anyone wants to get in contact with you personally, because they love what you do and like the way you've been, where's the best place to find you?
Well, maxweb.com. You can email us or reach out to the team. And also my Facebook. I was telling Craig, I use my maiden name. So it's actually Anka Andrejka. You'll see Anna Guta in parentheses. So it'll be really easy to know that it's me. So if you want to reach out to me directly, I might not always reply the same day because my schedule is sometimes crazy, but I'm always, always getting back to everyone. So, but for everything related to MaxWeb, maxweb.com, the team is the real, you know, they're the real superheroes that make everything happen. So they'll take really good care of you. And everyone gets an account manager at MaxWeb. So if you have a million questions, that's absolutely okay.
Perfect. No, I appreciate you coming on. Anna, it's been an absolute pleasure to find out a little bit more about what you guys offer, and hopefully people here can listen in, sign up, potentially take advantage of the crazy offers that you've got going on, and, you know, all the kind of help you've got going on in the background. I think it's a great stepping stone into the affiliate space for sure.
It's my pleasure, and thank you again so much, and thank you everyone for listening or watching.
No worries. And if you guys want to see Anna, the links are below to everything that Anna just mentioned there. But thank you very much, Anna. It has been an absolute pleasure.